Hello and welcome to the playlist, Music with Mrs. LC podcast. Today we are doing a staff spotlight with one of my favorite administrators, Jared Moore, who is the principal at Harmon Middle School. He's going to sit down with me and share some of his favorite songs and musical memories. Well, welcome, Mr. Moore. It is good to have you here today. Thank you for taking the time to sit and talk to me.
Not a problem. I love you and I love to talk about music, so let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to give you five questions, all having something to do with music, and you're just going to answer for me as best you can, comprehensively as you can. So the first question is, would you say that you are a big fan of music in general, and how often do you listen to music in your daily life, the coming and going?
I am absolutely a fan of music. I listen to music every single day, not just like in transition while I'm in the car so the radio is on, but I actually wish that I had more time in my day to explore new music and different music and just be able to sit and listen. Even sometimes in my office where I have a task to do, I'll play some music in the office. And sometimes I'm frustrated because I feel like the work I'm doing is distracting me from listening to the music I'm trying to hear. But absolutely, definitely a part of who I am and a part of my soul, I would say, even more so than I realized when I was a kid.
Awesome. Well, then the answers to the next questions are going to be especially interesting then. So question number two is, can you tell me or recall a favorite memory revolving around music from your past? And it can be a recent memory or one from a long time ago.
Sure. Well, when I was growing up, music was not, music was always playing in the household, but playing or creating music was not really something that I saw very often firsthand. When I was in college and coming out of college and first started teaching, there was a popular video game that came out that was called Rock Band.
I remember Rock
Band. And so, at first I was like, I ain't playing that game, it's stupid. I don't rock. And then one day we went and bought the kit and I found myself strumming and I found myself drumming and I found myself singing along. And then I found myself creating playlists and downloading different music and learning, starting to explore different artists that I was exposed to through the video game. So I had spent the first probably 25 years of my life kind of being very narrow and in my lane, if you will, with my music. Mm-hmm. And then this silly video game, made that all explode. And I got exposed to more artists. I started to explore more artists and found out that I have a little bit of a rock and roll soul too.
That is very cool. Sometimes I think, and we're actually going to do an episode on gaming and music that's used in games and just the impact that that has. But I think that sometimes video games do us a service and not a disservice. Mm-hmm. I know I remember those Rock Band days. In fact, as a piano player, I found it to be so hard to play with bars and colors because I'm used to playing a real piano, whereas my non-piano playing friends were just jamming out, beating my score. So I think that's a really, really cool memory. So thank you for sharing.
I think it's pretty telling when earlier in your teaching career, you're excited for a snow day because you get to play Rock Band all night. That's pretty telling.
That is amazing. That is a really good memory. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. This is a tough one. You got a little mad at me when I asked you. You're like, really? This is what I have to figure out? But is tough for everybody. This would be tough for me too. But I'm going to ask, what are your top five, generally speaking, because I know there's a lot, but your top five go-to songs and they could be from any genre or time period. So top five.
All right. Well, that is very tough. I struggle with superlatives often. Because it's all relative to something else. So saying something is the bestest or the mostest or anything like that is tough for me.
Yes, I agree.
But when I think about songs, and I'm going to try to go over the year so that everything doesn't get stuck, we don't get stuck in the 80s or the 90s. So I'm going to try to be broad in my spectrum. I would say, starting with the earliest, Sam Cooke, A Change Gonna Come. I remember that song very much and I connected a lot with my dad. Growing up and some of his experiences, it just puts me in a place. another song I would say. I love the Gorillaz in general. And Demon Days was one of their most popular, his most popular album. But there's a song that was not so popular on there called El Mañana. That just gets me, like, when I just need to be calm and kind of reflect in my own thoughts and let the music take me away. That's a good one for that. Outkast, I love Outkast. So the song Aquemini or anything from the Aquemini album is going to work for me. There's a new song by Mac Miller and his posthumous album, May He Rest in Peace, called Everybody, that I'm really, really listening to a lot right now. And when I need to be reminded of what's important in my life, I will pull up J. Cole, Love Yours. And that just reminds me of what I need to focus on and what's important when, frankly, all the BS in the world starts swirling around.
Sure.
It's something that, and I need to self-check. That's a good song for me to reference as well. Some other, you know, honorable mentions, I'd say, are Kanye West and Radiohead. And yeah, Kanye West and Radiohead would be some honorable
mentions.
That's
a good list with some variety in there.
I tried. Like I said, I got diversified about 10 years ago.
You do. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned the Gorillaz. This is just a sidebar, but I will never forget this. My students sometimes are just, they teach me stuff that I would never know. I had a student who absolutely was obsessed with the Gorillaz, and she would talk to me about the Gorillaz all the time. And I did a project with the kids where they got to choose any artist that they wanted and do a full research project and had to put together this presentation. And her presentation on the Gorillaz was one of the most visually beautiful and comprehensive pieces of work that I've probably ever got from a student, and she was a sixth grader, and I was so impressed. In fact, I saved it and I asked her if I could save it because it was so good. But that presentation made me start listening to the Gorillaz because she had so much passion for it. So that's great.
And you talk about the mix, how Gorillaz as a group bring in different sounds and different genres all onto the same plate. It's kind of like having a buffet of sound, you know, and you're going on in your ears. And it's that I really like them a lot. And I certainly have a respect for, you know, the whole, I think it's very creative with the cartoons and saying, hey, I just want to make music and I want to feed the world.
Yes.
But I don't really want all the fame and the glory and everything else. I just want to do what I do and put it out there for others.
There are plenty of artists that are doing that now. Mm-hmm. And I have respect for that.
Because absolutely.
You can present your art however you want. That's why art is so cool, is that there's so much room for creativity and changing it up. And I think that is part of what makes music so much fun. So
absolutely.
Thank you for that. Okay. We are moving on to question number 4. We all have one of these. All have one of these, Mr. Moore.
Okay.
What band, artist, or song would you say is your guilty pleasure?
Like I gotta, how many people listen to this podcast? Because I don't want all my secrets to get
currently
out there.
Not a
this
whole
could,
lot.
This could impact my perception. Right now, you would probably, I have a house full of girls, and they are spicy, sassy little girls. So you would probably walk in and catch me grooving to some Billie Eilish a little bit more than you would expect me to. Perhaps even singing along sometimes.
You just earned some street cred with my students because I've got some serious Billie Eilish fans in my class. So,
oh yes,
that probably upped your rep and did not bring it down.
Second would be right now. Again, my girls inspire me. It would probably be Lizzo. And I don't know if either one of those artists are going to make, you know, it may look be cool that I know it. I don't know how cool it would look for me to be singing either one of them.
Well, that is why we call them guilty pleasures.
Yes,
we're allowed to have them, and we all have them. You know, I would be remiss if I did not admit openly, since I asked you, that when I hear some Justin Bieber, As Long As You Love Me, circa whatever year that was, I'm turning up the volume.
Absolutely.
It's happening. And I'm singing along, and I have no shame in that game unless somebody walks in and then it never happened. But anyway, last question.
All right.
Last question. At the proverbial karaoke night, so to speak, let's just pretend, what song are you singing and why?
Well, it's important as an art. You want to make sure that you're, especially when you're doing a performance, you want to make sure that you're giving the audience what they want and need. So I would try to cater it a little bit to, you know, what kind of vibe they were in at the time. Mm-hmm. But if I were to, on one end, I would say I would most definitely, certainly, effectively perform Juicy by the Notorious B.I.G. with excellence that Biggie himself would be proud. I would do it in homage, and we would have a moment afterwards, because that's just the message of the song, the energy of the song. It's a classic for many reasons, and it deserves to be. If my rock star soul is with me that day, we might be doing some Foo Fighters' Best of You.
Oh, okay. All right. Those are two very contrasting songs
for the audience.
And now I'm going to have to schedule a mandatory karaoke night, because I'm going to need to see this happen someday in my lifetime. I need to see it.
Well, since you've challenged me to think about songs, I also feel like what we need to do over the next week is create, since you got an iPhone and I do, I say we create a little playlist and we do a swap a couple times over the next
week. Okay, let's do that.
All right. Let's
do that. Well, I want to thank Mr. Moore for coming in today. As always, you can follow the playlist on Instagram and Twitter at The Playlist LC. If you would like to write in with a question or be a guest on the show, feel free to send me a message at either one of those places. Have a great day and keep being musical.